real love. In 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8a, Paul outlines the characteristics of love, which fall into two main categories. One, what love does, and two, what love is. The passage reads, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails." It's interesting that Paul would begin this description by saying that love suffers long. Suffering is not the first thought we have when we think of society's connotation for the word love. But when viewing love through God's perspective, it is the most evident attribute. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God suffered his only child to be ridiculed, beaten, and hung on a cross so that people who didn't know him would have the opportunity to come into relationship with him at some future time. His love for us positioned him to suffer for us. How many parents would be willing to give up their only child to have a future relationship with people who don't even like them? God truly loves us. Christ's love is just as apparent. He also suffered, and Scripture records that he knew that suffering was ahead, yet selflessly walked right into it. Matthew 16:21-23 tells us that Jesus began to reveal to the disciples that he would have to suffer much and ultimately die. Peter, who had just spoken the great revelation of who Christ is, rebuked Christ only to be rebuked by Christ. Peter rejected the idea of Christ's suffering and said it would not happen. Christ, because of his love for mankind, rebuked Peter, embraced the assignment to suffer, and then taught a lesson on self-denial. It's plain through both of these divine examples that real love is not self-serving. Real love chooses to suffer for the benefit of the one who is loved. It is this selfless love, God's giving of his Son, and Christ's giving of his life that expresses real love. In his description of what love does, Paul begins with suffers long and ends with endures. Truth, you will only choose to suffer through what you're willing to endure. It is in the connection between suffering and enduring that we find the power of love. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things. After telling us that love suffers long and is kind, Paul made an interesting turn. He recognized our aversion to suffering and shifted to describing what love does not do. I believe by taking the time to address those things that we are familiar with, Paul, by process of elimination, dispels all of the misconceptions that we have learned to accept of society's definition of love. He used what we can easily identify to bring us out of a place of familiarity. Galatians 5:19a says that the works of the flesh are evident. We recognize the works of the flesh, so it was in this familiar place that Paul determined to correct our thinking. He stated that love does not envy, does not parade itself, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own. Having dispelled the myths, he returned to what love does. It bears, it believes, it hopes. It is in the bearing or temperance. It is in the believing or faith. And it is in the hoping or joy that love empowers us to endure. This is what love does. The other main attribute that Paul described was what love is. He defined the isness of love or its state of being. He stated that love is kind, love is selfless, love is right-minded, and he closed with love is successful. He once again undergirds this state of selflessness by stating that love is not puffed up or provoked. There's an interesting connection between the state of being or isness attributes of love as well. Because love is right-minded, it is selfless, and it is kind. Because love has a pure mindset, its focus is never to be self-serving, and its demeanor remains kind. Because self is not its focus, real love is not powered by pride. Paul brought clarity by declaring what love does and what love is, and then he closed this empowering description by stating that love never fails. Love is so potent in what it does and what it is that God has predestined it for success. 1 John 4:16 reads, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." God is love, and when we walk in love, we walk in continued success because we are in God, and God is in us. Real love is God and reflects his giving nature. Real love begins and ends with him.